Hello and welcome to NARC, Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Collaborators, home of NARC Troopers. Visit me at that website and you'll find all kinds of good things. And welcome back everyone to a new year, 2024. I stepped away for a little bit to take the holidays with my family, met up from all over the world, got home, and now I have COVID. So if I sound a little stuffy or not well, it's because I'm on day six of COVID. And on my way to recovery, but I'm not there yet. today we're going to talk about the new year and how we have to have a new life after the narcissist or psychopath has, after they slay you, you have to give birth to a new life, to a new self, because they murdered you. And that person that you were before, they're gone. And the person that you were with them, murdered. So, yeah, you don't really have a choice but to carry on by totally giving birth, parenting yourself, all of that. So that's what we're going to talk about today, since it's a new year and it's a new life that you are creating. So the universe, source, spirit, God, or whatever you choose to call it, has a divine plan for you that takes away things that hold you back and cause harm, while giving you opportunities to reinvent a new, improved 2.0 version of yourself. The mentally unwell, malignant narcissist steals your identity, hollows you out until you're as empty as they are, and then leaves your what's left of you, the remnants of you, by the side of the road as they ride into the sunset to start a new shared fantasy with someone else. That person you were before, you know, you're gone. And so if you want to live, you have to fight for your life. And you do this by learning as much as you can about the reality, about what happened to you. But when you have digested every single bit of information about cluster B disorders, and you have a full understanding of what went down, then that's when the real work begins. You were born into a new life. You are born into a new life with this, and you're given a fresh start. You're handed an unscripted story, and you're provided an opportunity to become healthy and whole, maybe for the first time in your life. I have clients who have recently begun this journey, and they're in their 60s and 70s. So it's nothing short of miraculous to me, and quite inspirational to see these people wake up, find joy, and claim their power, and become free creators of a beautiful life, even if they're on the home stretch of that life. Well, I'm here today, even though I have COVID, I am here today to tell you how to get started creating a new life. Well, number one, go with the flow. Stop fighting the current. You are not a salmon swimming upstream. Just relax and accept what can sometimes be rough and bumpy, and learn to body surf and ride those waves to safety. And if you take a spill, you just get up and get back on that board, in that boat, whatever, you know, keep going. Number two, wake up and ground yourself in reality. Being trauma addicted, and I'm not going to use the word trauma bonding, because like so many things, trauma, triggering, and trauma bonding, people have co-opted that and they're just using it recklessly, inappropriately, too much. Tired of hearing about it. They don't even know what they're talking about. So it's accurately not so much a trauma bond, it's being addicted to the trauma. So I'm going to call it trauma addicted. You have to, being trauma addicted in a shared fantasy is like being in a coma while you're away and you're down that rabbit hole. Life moves on without you, and people move on without you. When you wake, it is a shock to see your closest family and friends, even your own children, have left you behind to save themselves. Now is the time to be awake and stay awake. No more wistful dreaming for the fantasy. Reality is the only way out of this hell, and sometimes it is ugly. Be strong enough and brave enough to live in the harsh light of the real and not the imaginary. Number three, find peace through a spiritual practice. Birthing yourself and parenting yourself and creating a new healthy human, it's exhausting. And it's something you probably need some help with. You don't have to sit in church every Sunday to get nourishment for your hungering spirit. There are many paths to God and to the strength and encouragement that you can receive from building a spiritual practice that is, it's an important cornerstone of your life. In my experience, prayer, meditation, energy work, or some other spiritual activity to fortify the soul, people who have that fare much better in their journey and struggle much less than those who do nothing to address this part of their being. All parts of you, body, mind, and soul, must be nurtured and equally and consistently. Number four, stop focusing on narcissism and just start focusing on self-improvement, boundaries, healthy inner, like healing your inner woundings and healthy lifestyle and resolving your own mental health issues and becoming validating. Well, okay. Probably not well enough to be doing this little podcast right now, but I miss you guys, and I felt like maybe you were wondering what happened to me. I fell off the radar for just a short bit. So anyway, there's a lot of things for you to be working on that are related to you and not the narcissist. So yeah, even though you do need to learn everything you can about it, at some point when you could write a book on it or a dissertation, it's time to stop. There's not going to be any new information. It's the same stuff that has been regurgitated a billion different ways. Turn that focus of interest to yourself, because there's a lot of work to be done there, and a lot of research and reading and learning and experimenting and a lot of that, and you need to get started as soon as you can. This stage that you have of researching this analysis paralysis, you can't just get stuck there. You've got to move on, and you need to be careful that you don't identify as a victim. Sure, you were victimized by an alpha predator narcissist, but that is not who you are. That doesn't define you. You're so much more than that. There must be a shift and pivot that brings your attention to learning what you need and how to obtain that. If you know enough to you'll know when you know enough, when everything, it's like, oh, I already know that, and oh, I knew this, and yeah, I got that. Then you know it's time, okay, you know what you need to know about what happened, why it happened, what they are, what they can and cannot do, yada, yada, why you were susceptible to it, why you stayed so long, all of that kind of stuff. You get it. You get it, get it, got it. Now it's time to focus on you. Okay, let's move on. Number 5. You know, I was going to do 10. Let me just say, because I'm sick, I just could not churn out 10 of these. I couldn't do it. I wrote this yesterday on day 5 of COVID, and I just couldn't get to 10 or 12 or however many I would normally do. So you're going to get 6. That's it. That's all I got in me. Sorry. And we're on number 5. Okay. Number 5. We need to heal ourselves by helping others. Yeah. Helping others. Service can be the answer to feeling a void in your life. Part of growing a new life is looking outside of yourself to find ways to help other people. It may feel counterintuitive at first to waste your energy on others or something, but since part of the problem in our previous lives may have been the need to seek external validation and become dependent on others instead of being self-sufficient, that's still kind of a problem, right? So that's not the same as helping others, as finding ways to make a difference, do something meaningful, ease suffering. So becoming capable of self-validation and being less codependent does not mean that we should become selfish and be all about me, 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 being my best self, what serves my best interest. No, sometimes we have to think about what serves others. Because when you step outside of yourself to serve other people, show compassion, and how about this? Turn your empathy into action. Yes, yes, turn the empathy into action. Don't just be all talk. Walk the walk. Do something. Right? Do something. Turn the empathy into action. You know, it's going to make you stronger, healthier, and more resilient, I promise. There's a billion different ways to do that. You just need to think about that we have to help each other. Okay, so this is the last one that I have. Sorry, I ended on 6. That's such a random number. The last one, practice gratitude. And remember how to laugh. Develop a healthy lifestyle and, you know, finding things to name daily and give thanks for is an important daily practice that will elevate your mood and keep things in perspective as you remain rooted in this new reality, which may not always be easy and things may not always go your way. Laughter heals. You got to have some humor in all of this. I saw a GIF. Or some people call them GIFs. I don't know which it is. The little things. And it was like of a guy in a boat on a whitewater rapids. And he was totally out of control. Flying over those waves, crashing into rocks. And eventually he just starts rolling and flipping and falls out of the boat. Luckily, you know, not hurt too much. Just bruised up a little bit. But I thought about that. It's kind of like the journey I felt like I have had for these last 4.5 years is that sometimes you're learning to maneuver some the rapids. And here you are bumping and flying along, totally like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. But you don't. You don't. And at the end of it, you know, you got to laugh about it because some of the crazy stuff you do while you're in recovery, you kind of have to laugh about it because it's just so bad. It's so crazy. Make a list of things to read and watch and to hear that will make you laugh. And then just feed those things to your inner child who is starving for some fun and for something funny and some attention and good times. All right, that's all I got in me. Start with these six things. I promise I'll come up with more. Start with these six, and you'll be on your way to happiness in no time. You know, I would probably keep going with this, but, you know, it's just going to have to wait. This is going to be a short podcast today just because I am not okay. I'm still pretty wiped out. So today, I have to remember this, today and every day, I must take care of me. I have to eat healthy foods, try to get enough sleep. Man, that's the tough one. I have to get out into nature. I got to move my body. I have to be self-reflective. And I have to do all these different things. That's just a few. I have just like this whole thing, list of things that I need to do for me. And all these things that I require to be able to be healthy and be my best. Especially now that I'm sick. So, start with these six. I will come back to you again soon with more podcasts. Hopefully, I'll put another one out this week in the next day or so to make up for this one being short and all of that. So, stay healthy out there. It's January 2024 here in the U.S. of A. And let me tell you, COVID, RSV, and the flu are spiking and surging, and people are getting pretty sick. Like, I bet you know somebody who's sick right now, and you don't want to be one of those people, because let me tell you, oh my gosh, I've had some really high fevers and chills and sweating and crouping and just all kinds of terrible stuff that is not your common head cold. No. It's some serious sickness here. So try to stay healthy, and whatever that means to you, and I'll be back with you soon. Okay, I'm going to stop rambling, I promise. Talk to you soon. We're going to get there together, guys. Improvement every day. Have faith. Have optimism. It's going to happen. All right, much love to everybody. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.